cooperation in the Turkish inquiry is not at the desired level.
Fox's Simon Owen. There's one Senate race still to decide through a runoff in Mississippi. In a debate last night, Republican incumbent Cindy Hyde-Smith apologizes for saying she'd be in the front row if invited to a public hanging.
There was no ill will.
It's given our state another black eye that we don't need.
That's Democrat Mike Espy. Hundreds of people, mostly black, were lynched in Mississippi through the 1960s. This is Fox News.
Some days you just want to step back and catch up with what's going on with your coworkers. Greg Budell, I hear you're getting an Alexa.
I don't know about that.
Jay Scott, are we having fun today?
Let's go to the fun board.
Emily Hayes, how are you going to let everyone know when you've set a date for the wedding?
We can make shirts.
Yes.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, you look like you missed your chicken this morning.
Ah, shut up!
Ooh. And Rich Thomas, I hear you're going to start doing the weather in French.
Oui, oui.
Well, there you have it. Stand by for three men and a lady. Oh, wait. Emily has her hand up. What's wrong, Emily?
I grabbed it the wrong way, and it made a noise.
What did you grab?
Shut up, you!
Oh.
Charging into the final hour. Yours truly, Greg Goodell. Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
You ain't fun.
And, of course, the War Eagle himself, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Nice recovery after that cold start. We had 30 degrees in Montgomery this morning. It was the second freeze of the season. We're already up to 41. Right now, look for cool sunshine today with a nice afternoon recovery up to about 59 on this big travel day. That's not bad, and we have some of the nicest weather in the country. Clear, cold again tonight. Overnight low temperature by dawn, 38, when some moms will be putting in that big old turkey in the oven. A nice day tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high around 61. Tomorrow night's low 40. Great weather for the parade at 9 and the game at 2 here in town. And then on Friday, becoming mostly cloudy on Black Friday. High temperature in the mid-50s, chance of a late-day shower, but a better chance of showers and maybe a thunderstorm Friday night into the overnight hours into early Saturday before that storm system moves out of the way. And just in time for the Iron Bowl, I think the weather's going to be great for the Iron Bowl with a kickoff temperature of 66 degrees. Here in Montgomery, we're looking for at least mid to upper 60s on Saturday, and I think 68 to 70 on Sunday. Could be a late-day shower on Sunday, but a better chance of scattered showers Sunday night, and then sharply colder as we start with Monday and Tuesday. Right now this morning, clear skies, northwest winds at 8 miles per hour, temperature 41 at 8:04.
All right, coming up, we have Donica Knight's War Eagle, and we have the 2018 Adam Sandler Turkey Song, which we had mentioned.
That's funny.
Earlier in the show. Yeah, he updates it every year to keep it current. We don't have Iron Bowl predictions, though, from Emily and Jay.
I'm sorry.
We have everybody else's.
Oh, score?
Yeah, their prediction for the game, so
27-24, Bama.
27-24, tight game. Okay,
that's
Jay?
You're the second one to do 27-24.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mitch picked Auburn, though, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Jay?
All right.
Let's see. I'll stick with the 27, but I'll go with 7. 27-7.
27-7.
I would love to be surprised. I would love for it to be a blowout. However, you have to forget about everything that's happened in the season because this game is like a standalone game. There's so much emotion into it. And,
that's right.
You know, we could lose every game all year long, but we could go in there and beat Auburn and vice versa.
And, you know, part of the problem, because, you know, Bob Baumhauer's talked about this at length in many visits over the years, and the players are under enormous pressure because of the fans on both sides. You have fans that travel to the other school as well, and they are so overwhelmed by the magnitude of the rivalry in the game that sometimes they make mistakes. You know, they're a little more anxious than they would be for any other game of the year, even a championship game. He says, I'd rather play, you know, in a national championship game than the Iron Bowl as far as being able to, you know, be focused and so forth. Who's going
on? Not me.
It's Rich's stocks.
It's,
I hope it's good.
It's coming from Bailey's stomach.
Oh.
She makes that noise when she's when her stomach growls.
I wish y'all could. I couldn't interrupt you yesterday because you were doing the timeline, and you and Greg were talking about something. But I got Jay's attention, and that whole piece of chicken that was on the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all, I'm not talking like a little bite of chicken rather like large. She gets at the top of the hour. It was her whole chicken for the day.
Yeah.
And it was just, it fell, oh. And she was on it.
Like Christmas.
And I tried to get it out of her mouth, and that proved to not be a good idea for me.
You know, I would never describe my little Briscoe as a large dog, but he can make himself very long. And one time, after I had made that delicious bacon, there were four or five pieces on a paper towel that I thought was far enough back away from the counter's edge. Then when I walked into the kitchen and said, why is there a paper towel on the floor? And I saw the grease in the middle of it. And I saw a very guilty looking golden dog who knew he had been very, very bad. Fortunately, he didn't get sick, because I don't know how I'd do with five or six pieces of bacon, you know, all at once.
One time, somebody got a Whopper from the coffee table while Daddy was in the kitchen. That never happened again.
Oh, no!
Okay. I had a roommate.
Did she get most of it in, or did she leave a mess?
She managed to somehow inhale most of that.
I had a roommate who, her little dog, Josie, it's a weenie dog, but her back legs don't work. She had an accident.
Right.
But that didn't stop her from jumping up enough, like propping herself up enough to get my Checkers burger after a long night out. I needed that Checkers burger.
Yeah, and Checkers fries, is a good place to go if you
right?
Ever.
I walked into the kitchen to get a glass of water. Mm-hmm. I came back in, and all that was left was just wrapper. And I was like, how, this disabled dog got up on a coffee table.
When that's how dogs are, man. We've seen videos of dogs that have overcome, you know, disabilities and all kinds of things.
To but get
they
want to
eat. Yeah.
Right.
They can find a way. With Black Friday coming up, and some of you are doing your serious shopping on Friday, make Brian Jewelry one of your stops. First of all, you're shopping for somebody who is on one side or the other, and there really is no other side, to the greatest rivalry in sports. They've got a showcase there for both schools featuring beautiful first-rate merchandise, some of which people in the studio have actually seen and witnessed up close and personal.
Yes.
Very, very nice gift-giving. If you want something really special done, they can modify a piece within their collection. I'd go there today if you want to have something custom-made just to make sure you get it done in time for Christmas. But they do have a huge selection. It's very competitively priced. The staff is phenomenal. And, of course, anything you buy there can be brought back there for repair or service, and you get free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase at Brian Jewelry. See, Lynn and the team, three generations of experience at taking literally panic-stricken people. What am I going to get? Calm down. Let's talk about the person you're shopping for, and let's make recommendations based on your answers. They do it better than anybody else. Go to BrianJewelry.com to learn more, or join the club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more, or stop by and see him at 1778 East Main in Prattville. Brian Jewelry.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Last year, hundreds of children died from the flu, but a recent poll by C.S. Mott Children's Hospital says 34% of parents say their child likely won't be getting the flu shot this year. Some parents are concerned about side effects or the vaccine not working at all. A man has died after being taken into police custody for creating a disturbance in the 5100 block of Carmichael Road. Police say the man complained of chest pain and collapsed. Fire medics were called and the man was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say there are no signs of foul play. And the city of Montgomery received the Digital City Survey Award at last night's city council meeting. The survey examines the overall technology programs and plans of the city. Out of all cities its size, Montgomery ranks 8th in the country. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, there's still work at the accident overturned 18-wheeler on Highway 80 at Richardson Road. That's going to be Selma Highway near the airport. 65 and 85 recovering a little bit from the rush hour we had, but Today is going to be the busiest traffic day of the year. Expect a lot of people throughout the day on the interstate. The Toyota-thon's going on now. Stop by Reinhardt Toyota or go to ReinhardtToyota.com. Hit that big green button and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Okay, once again, Duncan and Son Predictathon on my Facebook page. Go make a prediction. Let's see how many we have before I close out my tab for the morning and head off to the dentist. We're up to 103. That's a record, you know, this early.
That's early.
So good. You don't have to be a friend. Just make a prediction.
And the days and days ahead, they're going to be added to that.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the rest of the day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday up to kickoff, right?
We usually have somewhere between 300 and 400 on the Iron Bowl game. And then you can win 6 works. You can give those out. You can get some Christmas shopping done with the right prediction. Hand those out to friends.
What a stocking stuffer, too.
Absolutely. Also, at 8:12, because so many of my wonderful sponsors have become friends over the years. Let me include Lewis Lawn in that group. They, you know, cars have model years, so do mowers. And right now they're making way for the 2019 inventory, so you can cut yourself a great deal on a 2018 at Lewis Lawn. See Chad Sasser, he's the point guy there that manages all the manufacturer specials and incentives, can make you aware. They carry all the great product lines from Toro, Exmark, and Echo. All the Shindawa products, all the steel products. Tree Denusion Day is only weeks away. Those leaves are going to be piling up with great abundance on the ground.
Tree Denusion Day. I love that.
I invented it.
That's great.
And we can make a shirt for it if you want.
Yay! Let's make shirts.
Well, you just let me know.
And anything else? And I got to tell you, I'll say it again. For those who do work their own yards and gardens, sometimes you need to get something from behind a bush or a shrub and you don't know what's in there. So rather than stick your arm in and risk getting stung by something or scraping it on a thorn behind like a knockout rose bush, they have a grabber there that's 3 foot long and stainless steel. I've had mine 7 years. It's a good thing to get. Does it mean you're old and you can't find it by yourself, Sonny? It means you'd like to not shred your arm on that bush. So ask for one of those at Lewis Lawn as well. They're on the boulevard at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Their number is 244-9191, and they're open Monday through Friday, except for holidays and weekends, from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. 244-9191 for Lewis Lawn. Guys, I'll be listening to War Eagle on the way
home. Hey, we're thinking about you, man, and I hope it goes well. I know it will.
You're
I'm sure
we'll
have great comments on Dr. Kane and Morgan and the whole group at Montgomery Family Dental. They'll be
they're going to put excellent. You so under.
You just need to keep us posted.
Yeah, just let us know.
Could you use a different term than under? Because sometimes you think 6 feet.
Oh, no, no, not that far under.
No. and I will, I'll probably communicate with you guys over the weekend.
I hope so.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising shows your investment into the success of your business while keeping you competitive. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come home to Auburn, Alabama.
Jackson. We like to thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Sullivan.
We like to thank you too.
Hey, Mr. Newton. We stand up here to salute you for that Auburn thing, thing that you do. Have you heard it told? Every time we win, we've been known to rock and roll. Ain't nothing sweeter than Tumas lemonade. Down in the sampling, got it made in the shade.
Don't y'all wanna party?
Play a little ball. Watch a big tiger eat. Watch a big tiger walk.
And welcome back. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Jay, Emily, and Rich. Greg has now stepped out for his procedure.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
He's going to be fine.
He'll be fine.
He will. Unless you ask him. he might live, he might not. He doesn't know.
I don't know if he's just one of those people that just prepares for the worst so he can be pleasantly surprised.
I live.
I was in college when they did the all four wisdom
teeth
on the same day.
You're in college when they did that?
Yeah.
Wow. I was in high school.
And
they
did that. Count backwards from 10, and I laughed. I said, oh,
it's
God,
never gonna.
I'm going to get all the way down to 1. It was 10. I think they said I got to 8.
It's really weird how that works.
I woke up, and, it's like you were out for a minute.
Yeah, I had a tooth pulled. I think it was like 19, and they started me on the laughing gas or whatever. They forgot that I was back there.
Yeah.
And then they came back. And
I forgot you're back there.
Yeah. But I feel like I was back. She came back and she said, oh, okay, well, we'll be right in with you. And then the next thing I remember was them telling me I was good to go. And I said, oh, are we ready to go take the tooth out?
Yeah.
And he was like,
it's all
no,
done.
No, it's done. It's and I was
done.
Like, cool.
It's done.
Yeah, I didn't know anything. That was same thing happened with the when I had my gallbladder removed. Was that they didn't do any count backwards or anything like that?
Really?
It all happened in the prep room. You know, you went into prep and then I don't remember. I don't remember being wheeled into the operating room. I don't remember anything really.
Oh, I remember the next few days though.
Oh, the next few days were horrible.
Eating is
next few days after coming out of it and then them removing all these. The worst, I don't know if we want to get into it. The worst part was.
I don't think we're helping him.
Oh, God, it hurts my back to think about it from where they pulled out the. Oh, God.
What do you want? Stop.
It was, well, because of the surgery and stuff, it was there to catch fluid, basically. And so it was all wired into me. And when they had to remove that from my body, I could feel all of it. It was the most painful part of the whole entire thing of having my gallbladder removed. Was not The gallbladder pain was nothing compared to that. The surgery was nothing compared to that. It was when they removed all that, and it got to me.
Well, knock wood.
But he is not having gallbladder surgery. He's just going in for some mouth work.
You're going to be just fine if you're listening, Greg.
You're going to be just absolutely...
But I tell you, though, it's just right before Thanksgiving, though.
Well, you know...
And I know he's trying to do it so he doesn't miss any time from the show. And yeah, I'm grateful
for that. He doesn't like to miss the show.
But I hate that he's going to, you know, we'll just have to bring him all the leftovers when his mouth is working again.
It seems like bad timing before the biggest eating day of the year.
Yeah. Right? So let's just all bring leftovers. Right. Now, here's the pickle I'm in. I won't
Ooh,
know...
pickles.
Still... Kosher?
No.
Which
fried
one?
Pickles?
Lort.
Sweet midges or whatever they are?
Oh, what are the little... The gherkins?
The gherkin?
I love the gherkins!
Gherkins
and a Bloody Mary with some beef jerky and an olive or two. It's amazing.
That'd help you get over whatever it is you're dealing with now, wouldn't it?
When I pick up a pickle and I find out it's a sweet pickle and not a dill pickle, oh, that's such a disappointment.
Depressing. That or bread and butter.
But anyway, the pickle you're in is...
The pickle I'm in is...
Tell us about your family troubles.
Well, I mean, yes, it's always a family,
and now
y'all.
An Emily segment.
I don't know where that's at.
It's okay. I don't need an introduction. But, you know, for the last couple of weeks, we had planned on going over to Mom's house in Georgia. But none of us will be staying the night, so we'll all be making day trips. Mm-hmm. And my brother had the idea for everyone just to come to our house because it's more centrally located for everyone.
Oh boy.
And as opposed to like my kid sister making a 16-hour round trip that day just to come eat and go.
Oh.
She could, you know, she and her husband could come to our house and spend the night, spend the day and all that stuff. So mother upset that we don't want, it's not that we don't want to go over there. It's just a lot of traveling for, you know, five groups of people versus her and my stepdad.
Has she made the definitive?
She's not made a decision yet. She says she'll make a decision today on if everyone's going to come over tonight or not. So last night I went into like, I need to get the house ready and we need to be on standby just in case. So I was working in the guest room last night, put fresh sheets on that bed, had, you know, been moving furniture, set up a new wet bar.
Yeah.
Made sure that plenty of that stuff from the shower in Mobile was out on display to get us through.
The bar
is set, my friends. But now, like, if we get to leave here early today, mm-hmm. which I would love to, but mm-hmm. given that...
I think they're shutting down the office at noon, but that doesn't necessarily
that
mean
doesn't that, mean us.
That doesn't mean we're leaving
at noon.
Because we still have
you
a bunch
too.
Of, you know, downstairs work to do. I just want to get home as soon as possible because we have Eric's Thanksgiving before that, and I've got to cook for that. And
I know the feeling. I gotta go get a TV. I know the feeling.
Yo, you have to, Black Friday. I have to go camp overnight
go
and buy
get
a 4K TV.
Dirt. 4K. East is on the line. We'll talk to East. Hey, East.
Hey, good morning. Listen, I just want to congratulate you guys for not playing a clip of Dustin Hoffman and Laurence Olivier from the Marathon Man. Is that?
Yeah.
That was. I cracked that on my dental assistant yesterday. That's why I missed part of the show because I was laying in a chair for 3 hours
is it safe? So,
hey, listen, great show, guys, and we will look forward to are you guys going to be in on Friday?
We're going to be here tomorrow and Friday. We're not taking any time off. We're going to be here for about 3 hours.
No, I'm just kidding. Greg may be in Friday.
No, he's not.
He's not going to take Friday morning?
No, he's going to be here Friday morning. But we're going to be here magically through the magic of recording.
All right. Transcribe.
We're doing random Facts-giving on both.
That's right.
Both days are random Facts-giving.
I think he was going to be purging.
Like I have no idea.
Of. That's Christmas he's talking about.
Yeah, he may come in one of the
he's coming in
Christmas Eve.
Talking about coming in Christmas Eve morning.
Wrong. I'm ahead of myself. But so we'll be back Monday and we'll share all our Thanksgiving woes. But happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, the most dedicated talk show in the River Region.
You're just saying that because it's true.
Well,
thanks.
Have a good
thanks,
one.
East.
Thank you.
I put East into the drawing, which we're going to be doing next Friday.
Oh my God, we might be able to use all the numbers in the basket.
I've been.
What's that?
I've been texting some my buddy about a show that is a quirky show that's coming back. We mentioned it on the Cheap and Trashy this morning. Northern Exposure.
Oh, yeah.
And so many people, and not everybody knows about Northern Exposure.
Well, it was from 90 to 95.
Yeah, it was in the 90s.
So I didn't watch, I was and 10 years old.
It's about a quirky little town in Alaska with Rob Morrow as a doctor from New York.
Yeah.
Who had to serve his, he had to pay off his his school time by being a residency, doing a residency at this little town, Sicily, Alaska. It is the quirkiest show with the best cast. It is one of my favorite shows of all time.
I remember the opening because it had the moose walking down
exactly.
the street, right?
I can hear the music. CBS is going to reboot it. Rob Morrow has decided that he's going to be part of it. We hope that a big part of the cast. But Chris in the Morning, John... what's John's last name?
John Corbett,
who was also in Sex and the City.
And Big Fat Greek Wedding.
He's going to be the producer.
That's what's your noises.
I'm excited.
You're genuinely excited.
He's not as excited as you are. He doesn't make noises.
I'm trying not to scream as much.
We hope some of the same writers, because it was one of the greatest shows.
Barry Corbin in that show.
Yeah, yeah.
Who played the astronaut, or was an astronaut, astronaut.
And he owned almost everything in the town.
I'm friends with his son on Facebook. Me and Jim have talked extensively because he is a massive Superman fan, and so we've talked a lot. Barry Corbin? I mean,
Barry Corbin.
No, he's alive.
Okay.
He's totally alive. Yeah. He's... Oh, we have another caller.
Uh-oh, we're flying.
I haven't screened these calls because somebody didn't move over into take the job that they're supposed to take when we move.
How am I going to be able to get to you quietly who has called
when
us?
When I'm gone, that's your kitchen. So get here.
Weird. You're lucky you're over there.
It's weird. You sit in this chair and you start... Oh, they're still there. You sit in this chair and you just say things that you're not supposed to say. Hi, you're on News Talk. Who's this?
Hey, this is William B. What's going on?
Hey, William B. What's up?
I think I've already got you in the list there. I want to make sure everybody who calls does get in to win, because we're not doing the drawings today. We're doing them next week.
Next, so following Friday.
But you're in there. Hey, William, what's going on?
Oh, I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. I know Greg's going to do fine. He's in good hands.
Oh, yeah.
Big box of straws. So he can
suck it up.
Suck it the hell up, yeah. Yeah, I know. I don't know if I made her mad that day or not, but Emily had a paper cut one time. I brought her a Band-Aid and a straw.
I've got a paper cut today, so.
Well, I'm out of town today, so I can't deliver that. Okay.
Well, I guess I'm just going to bleed out through this paper cut.
sorry, I'm headed south on 65 down here. I just passed the point where your show becomes the Steve Harvey show.
Okay.
Quality programming.
Right. Yeah.
So now you definitely won't change it, will you?
Yeah. Well, I had to turn it down, around Greenville, it becomes Steve Harvey, believe it or not.
Be careful. The traffic picks up just before Owassa and all the way through Nymph.
Luckily, I'm not going that far today. I'm only going to Georgiana, then go through the woods down to Andalusia.
All right. Well, cool.
Well safe travel, sir, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Be careful. A lot of folks on the road. Be careful.
Well, enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Talk to you Monday.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. We should talk about the Seafood Bistro.
Shouldn't we, though?
We should. We totally should.
And now another Emily moment.
Hi,
Emily and my sometimes...
Friend Jay.
I don't know where... There's a bunch of rich stuff in here.
Yeah.
Emily... I don't know what this says.
Imbo the Nimbo.
Okay. It didn't say Nimbo on there. It says Emily and then something. No, that's not an Emily segment. There's cats. Emily intro? There it is.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Cue her.
Whack, whack. Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and my sometimes friend, Jay.
Whack, whack.
we've been telling you about the Seafood Bistro for a long time now, but as we get into the holiday season, while it's fantastic, the traditional holiday foods, the stuffing, the turkey, the dressing, the pies, the taters and such, don't get burnt out on it. Want to enjoy it. So put some spacer meals in there, as I like to call them. Go to the Seafood Bistro. Have a cup of gumbo. Have some red beans and rice. Change up the flavor profile of your holiday season.
That would be a bit different, wouldn't it?
It would.
Dip in some of that. I wonder if the turkey would go good inside. Like, not inside, but some of that red beans and rice. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Do like with your turkey leftovers. You could add your turkey. You could shred the turkey, put it in the gumbo. You could shred the turkey, put it in the red beans and rice.
That's true.
It's totally something that you could do. But now look, here's the real talk moment. It's a big game this weekend.
Who's playing?
It's Alabama and Auburn.
I thought it was the last Citadel game.
They call it the Iron Bowl. But maybe you're getting out of hosting Thanksgiving tomorrow to host the Iron Bowl. Or maybe you've got family that are indecisive and they could show up for Thanksgiving and stay for the entire weekend. Emily's family. So maybe get a mess of wings. Tell them about the wing specials, Jay.
There's plenty of wing specials. Plenty of wing specials for you. And you can pick them up beginning on Friday. They've got the small, the medium, and the large for you. Up to 140 wings in that whole package there.
You will want to call ahead in that situation.
And you can do that. You can go online to theseafoodbistro.com or you can call them at 279-7500. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook. Hold on to the phone there, Randall. We're going to come back to you after we get a traffic report. And, yeah, well, then we'll be right back.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're still working that accident. Highway 80, Selma Highway at Richardson Road. It involved an overturned 18-wheeler. Authorities still on the scene. They'll slow you down. 65 and 85 recovering nicely from rush hour, but it's going to be the busiest traffic day of the year, and actually they're saying the busiest day possibly in the past 10 years. Extra time on the roadways today and a little extra patience. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop professionals and spa. It's Fashion, Sally Beauty, Kato Fashions, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by lawyers.
This is the time of the year where we can get just a bit frustrated because our clothes start to get a little bit snugger with all the holiday eating and partying. How would you like to get rid of some of that weight in a very natural way? Infusion introduces CryoSkin 3.0. This is another scientific advancement, very comfortable, by the way. It's not a surgical procedure, and it's far less costly than a surgical procedure, where in a matter of minutes, they use a device that breaks the fat down beneath the skin and goes into your lymphatic system, and you discharge it, and that's it. You can watch your waistline shrink literally in one session. If you'd like to learn more, call 296-1662. That's 296-1662. Of course, Infusion still offers cryotherapy, laser therapy, IV vitamin therapy, and now CryoSkin 3.0. And for you longtime Infusion customers, they have some great Black Friday specials. Call them, 296-1662. Look them up on Facebook or online at infusioncryoandlaser.com. And get thinner.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and buddy, here we go. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yes, Bubba, the holidays are here, and we have fresh crop pecans in it, Tucker Pecan. We've got them in the shell, halves, pieces, roasted and salted, fresh crop, candies, chocolates. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We have the easiest shopping available. You call us up, send us a list, we take care of the rest. Your Christmas shopping for your family and friends is done in a hurry. If they don't want pecans or candies, you just need a little gift for your next door neighbor, come on down down to Tucker Pecan, where we have the best gift selection in town. We have jewelry, we have purses, we have sweaters, we have jams, we have seasonings, we have the Little Bull seasoning. We have all kinds of great things at Tucker Pecan, plus plenty and plenty of Christmas ornaments for to make your tree the best in town, Bubba, the best.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. I like the mashed potatoes the best. Turkey makes me crazier than Kanye West. Oh, I eat the turkey down to the bones. It's been over a year and still no Game of Thrones. Love to eat turkey filled with stuffing. The migrant caravan just keeps coming. Yeah, you probably noticed. Oh, white meat, dark meat, I am torn. My aunt won't stop singing A Star Is Born. Enough already. Thanksgiving is like being alone. Everyone staring down at their phones. Am I right? Pour a bunch of gravy to cap it off. Then drink a bunch of beer like Brett Kavanaugh. Turkey out of the oven is really hot. This Christmas I'm asking for a sex robot. Oh, Thanksgiving I love you. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Say it the right way.
News talk. Oh.
News talk, who's this?
Hi, Randall.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Bridgewater. Hey. How you doing, Uncle Weather? I just want to tell y'all I'm thankful. I wanted to wait till Greg got in the car. I wanted to make sure he was out of there. But I'm thankful for each and every one of y'all, Bridgewater. I mean, everybody. I'm talking about all the way across the Fresh, the Toya, Rick. I mean, it don't stop here. But, Greg, I want to tell you, I'm thankful for you, bro. I hear the compliments, and some of me love it. I mean, don't get me wrong, but some of me run from that. I don't know why, but I love you, brother. And thankful for you. Love Blue Water. See y'all.
Thanks.
Thanksgiving.
Randall, happy Thanksgiving.
He wanted to wait till after Greg.
I think he wanted Greg to be in the car.
Oh, Greg to be in the car to hear that. Okay, yeah. I got you. That was all right.
What are we going to do now?
Going back to the, you were talking about having the teeth done and, mm-hmm. you know, how they put mm-hmm. you under and stuff. Mm-hmm. one of the better Reddit threads that they have are the ones where people ask questions and they get just a consensus of answers from people. And sometimes they ask questions to professionals. And I would love to ask, like, the anesthesiologists, what's the weirdest thing that somebody has done after they've been put under? Like, what do you do when are you just out? Do you not move?
Aren't you?
Do you not snore? Maybe. Do you? I mean, does any? What happens?
Oh, I'm rethinking all procedures I've ever had.
Like,
because I snore.
Do you break wind? I mean, all the things that you normally do when you're asleep at night.
Yes. Rip one and not care. I mean, you don't know about it.
You don't know.
You don't know it, and the smell's not going to wake you up.
You're just completely out.
Out.
So does everything just shut down and you don't do normally what you do when you're sleeping?
Well, you know, Greg has told that story about coming out of it and hitting on people. It made his girlfriend.
Well, that's when you come out of it, though. But, like, during the whole process, do you normally have the things? Well, obviously you don't, because I don't have to get up and go to the...
Doesn't it just, like, slow your heart rate down? Like, super slow.
I have no idea what
so
it is.
So I don't think, I don't think you wake up and start singing opera or anything.
Well, no, but I'm just saying in the middle of the night or in the middle of the procedure, are you not, obviously you're not tossing and turning.
No,
like you would
that's
be.
The thing. Like they, I think they just bring your heart rate down so slow. Yeah. Because they have to, I don't know, everything I've learned about medical procedures is from watching television.
Well, then.
And that's why I'm also a pretty dang old good detective.
Most trusted name in in medical procedures.
Emily
Nurse
Hayes.
Nurse Emily. Dr. Hayes.
Listen, I feel more confident in my abilities as a detective than I do as a medical professional because I've watched more detective shows than I have
Well, it's a good thing Rich is back because I was going to say, how much weather have you watched? Because you're going to need to do the weather.
I can do it. I can do it, Rich. Do you need me to?
I'm sorry. I had to take some. There were a couple of calls that were absolutely pressing.
Well, I'll let Emily do this first.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply. Offering 40 color options, 8 traditional metal roofing profiles, and 5 stamped metal profiles. See what your project would look like at proofmyroof.com.
See, you don't sound so stressed from that Thanksgiving issue.
Oh, crap.
Anymore. Cool sunshine today. And when I say cool sunshine, it's not just, hey, it's going to be cool. It's not that kind of cool, but it just, you know, a nice day today with a high around 59. Clear, cold again tonight. We had 30 this morning right around dawn, and I think we're going to be around 38 tomorrow morning at dawn. Thanksgiving tomorrow, nice day with a few clouds around, but a lot of sunshine, too, and a high around 61. Tomorrow night's low 40. Great for the Turkey Day Classic, not only the game, but the parade at 9 as well. And then Friday, becoming mostly cloudy on Black Friday. I think much of the day will be dry. There could be a late day shower, high in the mid-50s, and a better chance of showers, which are likely as we get into Friday night. Maybe a thunderstorm, continuing in the overnight hours and then through early Saturday. But I think after, you know, the first thing in the morning showers, I think things start to get better. Clouds dominating much of the day Saturday, but partly sunny by later on, high in the mid-60s, and then upper 60s to around 70 on Sunday. Clouds increase, chance of a late day shower. And then scattered showers are more likely Sunday night, and then look for a drastic cool down as we get into Monday and Tuesday of next week. Right now this morning, northwest winds at 8 miles per hour, clear skies, temperature 41, and that's a good start to the day at 8:43.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, and find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Here we are talking about plumbing by Luke. And you know, with the holiday coming up, you're wondering, if you have a problem with plumbing, who in the world would you call over a holiday weekend?
Well, if you don't have a problem now, guess when you're going to have one.
Yeah, that's true. That's because it always picks the worst time to be a problem.
The worst!
Well, you can, do you think you have to wait till after the holidays to call Plumbing by Luke Wire? No. They're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your call, to take care of your problems, by the way. And they will never charge overtime regardless of when you call. And I'm doing that with my pen. When you call. So give them a call at Plumbing by Luke Wire. And they're very prompt and professional. And while you're thinking about it, you might want to ask them about the whole house plumbing inspection where they come in and check out all your plumbing inside and out, up and down, and give you a report about some problems that could be lurking. And I got my whole house checked out in about 35 minutes, and I got a good report. But it's great peace of mind to know that a big problem is not lurking, ready to become a large problem. As they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666. And they'll be ready to take care of you. Or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number for our friends, and I hope they have a happy Thanksgiving, is 84417.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planning practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, they're still working that accident, overturned 18-wheeler, Highway 80, Selma Highway at Richardson Road. We've been talking about this all morning. Hopefully they can get that cleared up in the next few minutes. Going to be a very busy day on the interstates today, busiest day in 10 years. Use caution. Harold's Fine Jewelry is just moving across the street, but all jewelry's got to go. All specially marked jewelry, 25% off, and pearls, 35% off. Harold's Fine Jewelry on Zelda Road. Don't miss it. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. These cruises include a holiday dinner, live entertainment, and a cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 7th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Make memories with your family, friends, or coworkers this holiday season on the Harriet 2. For more information, go to funandmontgomery.com.
It was time for a change. I wanted something durable for the outdoor patio. The wife prefers a modern look. Concrete by Design took our outdoor living area from ordinary to extraordinary with their unique, perfect pavers. I recommend Burt Loeb to anyone who wants to update their walkways, patios, or pool areas. They achieve the upscale look without breaking the bank. Visit ConcreteByDesign.org or Concrete by Design on Facebook to check out their work. And call Burt at 657-1483.
Are there places in your home where the Wi-Fi is really, really slow? Then you need high-speed internet and whole home Wi-Fi from WOW. Our new whole home Wi-Fi uses powerful access points that bring strong Wi-Fi to every corner of your home. No slow zones, no dead zones, just WOW zones. Get 100 meg internet for $39.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. And add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Call 1-855-GO-4-WOW-6 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, tis the season to have friends and family visiting and sleeping on that old, wore-out, lumpy mattress your kids abandoned when they left for college. Mr. Sandman has nice queen mattresses from $299, okay queen mattresses from $179, nice king mats from $349. We have luxury mattresses at very good sale prices from Serta, Jameson, Scandinavian, and the fabulous Scott Brothers Premium Sets by Restonic. We have a huge selection of metal beds and headboards on sale. Mr. Sandman sells adjustable bases for hundreds less than the competitors advertise them for. We are locally owned with mattresses and beds in stock for prompt delivery or pickup. We have the area's largest selection of really nice mattresses, including latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We're not pushy. Take your time. Mr. Sandman is a discounter with excellent customer service and amazing values. We're located on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, voted Montgomery's best year after year.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Last year, hundreds of children died from the flu, but a recent poll by C.S. Mott Children's Hospital says 34% of parents say their child likely won't be getting the flu shot this year. Some parents are concerned about side effects or the vaccine not working at all. A man has died after being taken into police custody for creating a disturbance in the 5100 block of Carmichael Road. Police say the man complained of chest pain and collapsed. Fire medics were called and the man was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say there are no signs of foul play. And the city of Montgomery received the Digital City Survey Award at last night's city council meeting. The survey examines the overall technology programs and plans of the city. Out of all cities its size, Montgomery ranks 8th in the country. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's right. You don't hear about the mainstream media talking about what happens when you're under.
I just
anesthesia.
Got a chill when I thought about the sound of that, that shrill sound of that, drill.
I thought you were talking about the opening notes of Northern Exposure.
No, the shill, that noise. Yeah,
not even before it gets to your tooth.
You know, when I went and had my root canal, and it was my first root canal, and... Huh? What?
No, go ahead.
Oh,
Talk about your root canal.
Are you barking again?
No, I'm looking for I got the aluminum Christmas tree.
Yeah.
But I'm looking for a color wheel just to make it super authentic. And the only one I've seen so far, like on Facebook Marketplace, is in Slidell. And I ain't going down to Slidell.
God, I haven't been to Slidell in forever.
I mean, who makes... I mean, Slidell's not like a destination city.
That's where my grandparents... my grandparents worked at a Motel 6.
It's a bathroom Slidell. Stop on I-10 on your way to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They worked at a... it was... was it Tillman's Corner?
Tilco, yeah, in Westmobile.
Yeah, no...
Tillman's Corner's in West Mobile.
Okay.
Now the
next... Off 10.
Is that close to Slidell, maybe? No?
It's on I-10. It's probably only a couple of hours.
Now I know that the National Weather Service office in New Orleans is located in Slidell.
Really?
That's where the big radar is.
Too. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry I interrupted.
No, you're fine. I don't remember what we were talking about.
Anyway, so I'm looking for a color wheel. And then I've realized, because, you know, I've been single so long... And
I've been seeing you for so long.
I did date someone for a couple of years who ruined Christmas for me. So I've just now...
The 21-year-old?
No, this is the one before him.
Oh, okay.
So I've just gotten back to...
Merry Christmas, I hope you're happy.
No, I just actually am excited about Christmas for the first time in about 5 years.
Well...
So I'm super pumped about it, but I ain't got no dang like any decorations or anything. I'm thinking of starting to freak out about it because, again, on the fence on who's coming to my house for Thanksgiving. I don't know. Are we going to be there, or is it just going to be the cats? Because we're going to put up the Christmas tree the day after Thanksgiving, like the Lord intends for you to.
I'll get an announcement later. First of all, I'll see stocks are down, there's a mass shooting in some city, and, oh, wait a minute, here's the Thanksgiving text.
Well, in the meantime,
here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. Is your family...
Whack, whack.
If the impending stress of the holiday season causes you to have a pain in your neck or your backside, you need to talk to Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Now, they are celebrating the holiday, and their offices will be closed tomorrow and Friday. However... If it's a pain that you've been dealing with for a while, maybe it's an old sports injury that's flaring back up because the weather changes and you know how your knees get, all you have to do is get in touch with them. Again, on Monday, they'll be back in the office, 285-8483. But available for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is MillbrookChiropractor.com. There you can learn more about how they do things. You can even book your appointment online and fill out your new patient paperwork to save yourself some time before you get there. Most insurance plans are accepted, and I mean pretty much... They're just going to work with you. They don't want you to be in pain. They want you to get back to living your daily life without having to depend on any kind of pain medication to get you through. So 285-8483 is how you get in touch with Dr. Jeff Pasley and the gang at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They're located on Highway 14 in lovely Millbrook. And again, always online for you at MillbrookChiropractor.com.
Okay. Sorry, I hit a button and it didn't work.
All right, Greg.
Yeah, exactly. This happens. So, yeah, I'm going to redo that. There we go. All right, final break.
That may be one of my better spots ever, too.
Well, good job.
Oh, gracious. I'm really proud of myself.
By the way, I see stocks are up 109 points right now.
It's all based on my self-esteem is. If I feel great about myself, stocks are up. But if I'm having some questions about...
Well, you've been having some pretty bad days.
Awful.
Yeah.
I've been awful.
So... My moods relate to the stock market. Sorry about that, y'all. Roll Tide.
Gosh.
Final break of the hour. We'll be back and send it off to News and Views.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, monogrammable gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
There you are, ma'am. Your porch swing is as good as new.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Oh, by the way, I need a new electrical outlet in my kitchen.
Say no more, ma'am. I am an electrical genius.
You are.
When the
the guy who just fixed your porch swing offers to do electrical work, you might be a little skeptical. Electricity can be dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring.
Actually, I was considering Crosby Electric. All of their technicians are highly trained.
Me too.
You?
Yep. Graduated from the School of Hard Shocks.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Oh, ma'am, you don't need a new outlet. Just plug all those appliances into this extension cord.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, come on, ma'am. Take a walk on the wild side.
No thanks.
Don't trust your home to just any electrical genius. Call the trained, experienced professionals at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Brace yourself, I'm coming in hot.
Today's my lucky day.
Everyone is getting super turned on to Fox Funny Friday.
Boom! I don't know if this is frightening or arousing.
Last Man Standing is back, and Tim Allen's better than ever.
I don't know what you're eating, but whatever it is, it's making you younger.
Corn nuts and bacon.
Then stick around for the coolest kids in town.
All we have to do is stay awake until 9:30. Oh. All right, 9.
Friday on Fox 20.
We are all on board.
Cool.
Hey, at Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. And we're very proud of our Christmas specials that we've had for over 15 years now. Make them very affordable. This year, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. We have a Tiffany Solitaire Diamond Necklace, about 7 points, all in 14-karat white, yellow, rose gold for $100. No one does that in the country except for Marguerite's. Tiffany Solitaire Necklace for just $100 with fine Marguerite's quality diamonds. We're open 7 days a week.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back.
Hey.
To the last, the final segment.
Yes, the final segment
the
before.
The final segment.
Turkey comas.
Actually, you know what? I forgot. Baron's not coming in. It's a replay today.
Oh, so we can just keep going.
I ain't got that kind of time.
I was going to say, look at the time. Random facts.
Random facts giving is tomorrow and Friday. You're going to hear 3 hours tomorrow morning.
Don't shake your pen at me.
I was not big on that. Because I was like, that's too much of me.
No.
Jay, you got to think about
it's the best part of the show.
I almost said how little you contribute. But what I mean is, you have to think about how, you know, you don't dominate the show. No. Like, people don't get burnt out on you.
You got to poke them to say, say something.
They'll get burnt out on you like they get burnt out on me. So, like, 3 hours of you and random Thanksgiving. This is your time to shine, my friends. This is your spotlight.
We've been on the TV since, June 11th, and he said 6 words.
You know, even on television, you just...
Forget it. For like a whole week, I'm going to have to sit in this chair come December.
Oh, that's right. You're really going to have to work on your participation.
We'll expand the timeline to an hour, maybe.
Maybe I can come up with something of value by then.
Not likely.
Oh, Jay.
So, yeah, anyway, that's going to be it. A replay of News and Views is coming up.
Now, is Joey live at 3?
Joey will be live at 3 this afternoon,
Joey
yes.
Show?
So far, the only show that is a replay today will be News and Views. Then tomorrow, everybody's a replay.
I got you.
And then on Friday, the only live show will be Dan Morris.
Oh.
On Friday. He always does an Iron Bowl show.
Oh, okay.
On the Friday before the Iron Bowl.
And that's convenient because the Iron Bowl is coming up Saturday.
Yes. And so on Friday,
that's really good.
It's amazing how that works out. Just the timing is just phenomenal.
Remember that person told me I could take the whole week off?
No.
You don't remember we were coming in on a snow day or something or on a severe weather day? It was a severe weather day. It was like a Sunday or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe it was a Monday and we were supposed to have the day off. I can't remember. And we posted that we were going to be in studio. And somebody commented, you can give Emily.